cause I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guest is Beth Dominick. Most of us know Beth as the owner of Sacred Grounds Organic Coffee located in Arcata, but Beth is also an inspector for CCOF, which stands for California Certified Organic Farmers, which has been around for about 35 years and is the oldest, largest, and most respected certification agency in North America. The mission of CCOF is to certify, educate, advocate, and promote organic. So the first thing I thought we should talk about, Beth, is what does organic mean?
Sure. So organic is a marketing term. It's part of the marketing branch of the USDA, and it means that food produced under the organic label are produced without synthetic fertilizers and pesticides, that the processing aids that might be used would be approved for organic use. There's no GMOs, there's no irradiation, and then if you're talking about a livestock product such as milk or meat or eggs, that those animals would have consumed a 100% organic diet, not have been given any antibiotics or growth hormones.
One of the things that I find very interesting is you would think that labeling would be very straightforward. And I'm finding as I look into this, as I've looked at the CCOF website, is that it's not as straightforward as you would think it is when you see organic on something. There are several different ways that things are labeled. And then the first one is the label that says that an item is 100% organic.
Yes, you don't see that too often, the 100% organic, because it does mean that 100% of the ingredients in that package are certified organic. So it's kind of a step beyond the label that we normally see, which is just organic. And that means that they're certifying 95% plus of the ingredients are organic. And keep in mind that you can't certify water and salt. So those always come out of that formulation when you're doing the calculation. So coffee is a good example that you'll see just labeled as organic because your certificate for the raw ingredient has to say 100% organic in order for you to make a 100% organic claim. And the way that decaf is processed or just that certain coffee beans are processed, it's mostly coffee, but there's a little bit of dirt or debris or other things in there that just kind of preclude it being labeled as 100% organic. So you will see the 100% on generally a food product such as like an apple or a potato, something like
or
that.
Or oatmeal, I think is the example that they use.
Okay.
Oatmeal. Yeah. And then, as you said, organic, if it's labeled organic and not labeled 100% organic, but just says organic, then we're talking about 95% organic ingredients.
Yes. And as you said, it does get so confusing when you start to talk about the labels. There might be other ingredients in there that would be approved for organic use. And there's a specific list on the USDA website. I think it's called Section 205.606. I'm going to be very bureaucratic and cite the regulation. So I hope I cited the right one. So there are certain things that have been found to just not be commercially available in organic. So it's a lot of colors, like purple carrot juice color or frozen galangal ginger. So kind of some obscure ingredients. One thing that's on that list that's kind of surprising to people is hops. Some of the brewers have said, we can't find organic hops. We want it to be on this list that we can make a product, call it organic, but still use a non-organic agricultural ingredient. So in order for that to happen, to use a non-organic agricultural ingredient, it has to appear on that list.
Okay. So is hops currently on the list of approved items?
It is on the USDA list that they agree at this time that it's not commercially available in organic form. But I know a lot of the hops growers, some locally are pretty small, but there's a lot up in Oregon. They're petitioning to have hops removed from that list.
So the next label that we're looking at is made with organic ingredients. And some people might think, oh, if it says it's organic, it's made with organic ingredients. But that really doesn't mean that it's 100% organic.
Correct. It really depends on, again, you know, you have to read the label and see what is in there. I think wine is a good example that you'll see made with organic ingredients. And that's because a common additive in wine, sulfite, is not allowed for organic use. But some wineries like to use sulfites in their wine. So then their label claim would be restricted to made with organic ingredients if they're using organic grapes.
And then products with less than 70% organic ingredients. And I don't think I've ever seen that on a label.
I think you would have to turn over and look at the ingredient statement because that's where it would appear. It wouldn't appear on the front panel of a package, but it would appear on the ingredient statement. So I know there's a peach orchard that makes a really lovely peach jam, and the facility that actually makes the jam for them isn't certified. So if you look at the ingredient statement, it'll say, made with our delicious peaches, and it'll name who actually certifies those peaches, but nowhere else on the label does it make an organic claim, just in the ingredient statement.
Okay, so that's an interesting point. You could have all organic ingredients, but not be certified organic as a manufacturer, and then you would have to use one of these different labels.
That's correct. Yeah, every step of that chain has to be certified. So again, using coffee as an example, there are coffee farmers that, you know, they had their certification, but then when they sent their coffee on to the mill, that central mill lost its certification. So now the chain of custody is broken. There's no way to trace it back because that mill is not certified. So the beans were, but now that they entered a mill that is not, then you can no longer make an organic claim about those coffee beans.
That's fascinating. Now, there are other labels that we sometimes see on things that really we think mean something, but maybe they don't. One is natural.
Yes, I don't think there's a definition for natural. So you know, I think a lot of people see a brown package with maybe some green labels or letters, and you'll see that common for natural, but there's no definition or standard for what natural means. So make sure to read the label.
Okay, and then sustainable the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of varying definitions on what sustainable means. So there's no legal definition attached with organic for sustainable.
And then sometimes you see things that might make you feel better, like you see no spray, pesticide free, residue free, and that might make you feel better, but that really doesn't mean much either.
Unless there's, you know, some other seal on there that says there's a third party kind of verifying those claims that it's a no spray, or, you know, you will see non-GMO as a label, and then often they have to do a test to show that there's no genetically modified organisms if you're making a non-GMO claim.
And one of the things that it says in the materials from CCOF is sometimes when it says pesticide free, it means that the edible part of the plant has not been sprayed with harmful chemicals. However, synthetic fertilizers, insecticides, and fungicides may have been used to grow the food. So, you know, you're getting part of what you think you're getting, but you're not getting the whole package.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's interesting. And then I'm glad that you mentioned the synthetic part of it, because some people think that organic means that there were no fertilizers or no pesticides. And that's not necessarily true, that they have to be ones that are either derived from naturally occurring materials, so maybe an herbicide that's based from vinegar or acetic acid, or you'll see herbicides that are based on clove oil or cinnamon oil. So there are some pesticides that are okay for organic use. It just depends on what they were made from.
Okay. Now, let's talk about why people should buy organic. And I think everybody's got their own reasons why they buy organic. But let's talk about reasons why some people buy organic food.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those reasons?
I think they're just, you know, concerned about harmful pesticides and fertilizers in getting into their food chain. So, you know, moms are definitely a big supporter of organic. They're concerned about maybe hormones in milk that they would buy. So, you know, organic dairy is one that we've always been strong supporters of and wanted to make sure that our family was consuming organic dairy products.
So we've been talking a little bit about reasons why people should buy organic. I think what we should do is come back and talk some more about this topic. We've been talking with Beth Dominick, inspector for CCOF.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call our listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.